Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
My generation knows him as the hot dad from The Parent Trap, but it's time to rebrand him as Dennis Quaid, gospel singer. It's always wildly interesting to see actors or actresses or like even singers when they take on a new role. Even if they're good at it, it's hard to like wrap your mind around it because you're like, wait a second, Taylor Swift, you're not an actress. What are you doing here in this movie? And so when I feel like
he's sort of trying to make the transition, and he has been for a while into like more Christian based movies anyway.
You think so?
Yeah, so this is kind of like down his lane.
Yeah, so he's really taken this huge step because he released an entire album called Fallen. I think it takes a lot of bravery that at that late in life, Mans could just be riding the royalties off these Parent Trap residuals, and he's stepping out and doing something new. So Dennis Quaid, I'm proud of you, at least.
And then his brother Randy is out there doing his Randy things.
Wait, what is Randy doing?
Randy Quaid?
I don't know anything about Randy Quaid.
I don't either.
Randy, so Randy was the one in Christmas Vacation. There's an RV, Clark, right?
Oh.
Cousin Eddie.
Yep, Cousin Eddie. So, and it was a couple years back, some videos went viral. He was talking about aliens. Yeah. So he may have been accurate.
He and his wife were going on some craziness, man. They were like QAnon before QAnon was QAnon.
They were big conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what happened to that dude.
But then when you watch the videos, you're just like, who put the drugs down? It was very intense, and I can't even remember exactly what they were talking about. But it was slightly terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're right, if they're talking about aliens, they must have known something that the government knew and was keeping from us.
It was more than that.
It was more than aliens. Yeah, it was a lot of stuff. But okay. I remember aliens being a part of it, if I'm recollecting correctly. So I just feel like it's just so funny how you can have two kids from the same family and they're just very different.
And they're not close. They don't speak at all.
Nah, yes. And I see why one is up in the heavens, one is up in space. Got it. Mm-hmm. Beloved Bachelor franchise couple. This broke my heart. Jason Tardik and Caitlin Bristow, they have broken off their engagement. They were together for 4 years, and fans had been speculating about this for a while. They were commenting on all their photos, being like, hey, where's Jason? Hey, where's Caitlin? And at one point, like a couple weeks ago, Caitlin posted on Instagram. She's like, can y'all leave me alone about this? Like, if I want to say something, I'm going to say something. So finally, last night, they took to Instagram to let the world know that they have ended their engagement, but they do plan to co-parent their two dogs because Jason actually moved to Nashville to be with Caitlin. They were living together, and they've been asking for prayers and just, you know, having a hard time with it.
So, question, if you find love on a national platform like Bachelor, Bachelorette, are you entitled to any privacy in your relationship?
I mean, the PC voice is everybody deserves their kind of their privacy, right? But I mean, if you're sort of drawn to that kind of publicity and you've wanted it and you've used it to get to your success, and now you're telling everybody, okay, that part of us is done. People aren't going to really respect that.
I didn't think so either.
You should get it, but you're not going to.
Here's the thing. If I gave the PC answer and said, yes, they absolutely deserve privacy, it wouldn't matter because when their relevancy is going to start to wane in like a year or two, whenever they're like, like when they want that little hit of engagement on their Instagram,
yep.
they're going to come forward with the story.
For sure.
So it doesn't matter what we say now. At some point, they're going to say something yep. about it. Okay, NASA is making a streaming service for nerds. It's going to be a free, no commercial streaming platform where they will offer live coverage from things like rocket launches and original video series. A NASA administrator says, we're putting space on demand and at your fingertips with the new NASA streaming platform.
I'd watch it, but they have really are going to have to dumb it down for me.
Yeah.
Really dumb it down. It all fascinates me, but I don't understand any of it.
This is how rockets work.
It's actually, I feel like this. They are gearing up and testing it early because they announced recently they'll be sending a new crew to the moon in 2025, and we haven't really, we've been back to the moon, but like not as a big event watching crew members land. So I feel like this is going to be our updated century's version of the moon landing. So we're just going to watch it on live stream from the moon.
And then there will be conspiracy theories coming out about how it's not real.
Can't wait.
Going to the moon doesn't even sound like a big deal anymore. Like, I've been there, done it, man. What else you got?
That is so American.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You've never sounded more American.
If you're going to go on the moon, do something different. Play cornhole. Do something. We've already seen it. You put a flag in.
An actress is expected to bring Tom Cruise to court. I'll tell you what's going on there with your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.